God told us in the Scripture that He is Spirit. He's not flesh and bones as we are. We're His creation. But He is Spirit, we are flesh and bones. And this is what makes Jesus so special. It's the fact that, yes, He was God. He was also human. Fully God, fully human. Something I don't know that we can fully comprehend or even explain. We make limited attempts to do so. But this is a reality. This is a truth that we must accept. His mother was a virgin when He was born. Which, in case you didn't know that, that's not physically possible. Apart from an intervention from God. So Jesus being fully human and at the same time fully God, it's essential to the gospel message. And it's most evident when we consider His supernatural conception and His natural birth. Having made that point, I want us to consider this morning, this Christmas Eve morning, Jesus beyond the manger. So I've titled this message, Jesus out of the manger. We sing about Jesus away in a manger. We talk a lot about the manger, and we see Jesus all over the world. There's little images like this that are little pretty. Oftentimes they're much fancier than this. Sometimes they're less fancy than this. Little mangers with a little baby and some straw. Usually that baby's wrapped in clothes representing the swaddling clothes that we read of in Luke 2. And as important as it is that Jesus was a baby, and certainly that image again reminds us of the fact that He was human. He was God incarnate in human flesh. And so this is an important image for us. But He is no longer a baby in a manger. Now we say and we know that Jesus is alive and well today, and we can relate to Him through faith. He is our Savior, our King, and our friend, if we've trusted Him for salvation from sin. But for those who have not, He's a righteous judge who will one day send them to an eternal hell. The songs we're going to sing this morning are not traditional Christmas songs. So if you were coming here hoping to sing Christmas carols, sorry, we're not doing that this morning. But what we are doing this morning is we are going to turn our attention to Jesus, not in a manger, but in heaven, also in our hearts as believers. We're going to focus on Jesus, our Savior, our King, and our friend. As important as this manger scene is in grasping the fact that Jesus, who is God, became human and lived on earth as a human and underwent all of the things that we experience as humans, He is God. And we relate to Him. We're going to worship Him this morning. We're going to start with a song that was written not that long ago. Written in 1981. It's not in the bulletin, or not in the hymnals. It's the one song we're singing this morning that's not in the hymnals. But I think it's a good song to exalt our King, Emmanuel, which is to say God with us. The words of this chorus are few, but they're powerful. They look to the future. All hail King Jesus, Emmanuel, again, which is God with us. King of kings and Lord of lords, bright and morning star. Throughout all eternity, I'm going to praise Him. And forevermore, I'll reign with Him. We look forward to that future, which is actually recorded for us in Revelation 22, verses 1 through 5. Where John writes, describes what he saw. He says, "Then the angel showed me the river of the water of life, bright as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb through the middle of the street of the city. Also on either side of the river, the tree of life with its 12 kinds of fruit, yielding its fruit each month. The leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. No longer will there be anything accursed, but the throne of God and of the Lamb will be in it, and His servants will worship Him. They will see His face, and His name will be on their foreheads, and night will be no more. They will need no light of lamp or sun, for the Lord God will be their light, and they will reign forever and ever. So as we sing this song this morning, we're going to sing it with a recording. Seeing this picture that John has described, I want us to be singing this as unto Jesus. And we're going to sing all of these songs this morning with that same attitude, that same perspective. Hopefully you're somewhat familiar with this song. If not, just listen to it and read the words with us. Put to the tune of an ancient Hebrew song, Hebrew folk song, King of Kings and Lord of Lords, which is number 77 in your hymnal if you need the music. It's a title we find attributed to Jesus also in the book of Revelation. Chapter 17, verse 14 says, "They will make war on the Lamb, and the Lamb will conquer them, for He is Lord of lords and King of kings, and those with Him are called and chosen and faithful." Let's sing this song together. Exalting Him here and now. Another passage from Revelation reveals another scene in heaven, and the words to a song we sing that echoes the spirit, if not the precise words of, a chant that will one day be made in heaven to Jesus. Revelation chapter 4, verse 9 through 11 says this: "And whenever the living creatures give glory and honor and thanks to Him who is seated on the throne, who lives forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before Him who is seated on the throne and worship Him who lives forever and ever. They cast their crowns before the throne, saying, 'Worthy are You, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power. For You created all things, and by Your will they existed and were created.'" Can you picture that? The scene around the throne, and these heavenly beings bowing and saying, "Worthy are You." So let's sing this song together, again picturing that scene, but also lifting our voices and our hearts to Jesus, the One who's worthy now to receive glory and honor and power. Similar scene and the words and theme of our next song, glorifying Jesus. As I read this passage from Revelation now, close your eyes and try to picture the scene that John describes. "Then I looked and I heard around the throne and the living creatures and the elders the voice of many angels, numbering myriads of myriads and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, 'Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and might and honor and glory and blessing.' And I heard every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and in the sea and all that is in them saying, 'To Him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be blessing and honor and glory and might forever and ever.' And the four living creatures said, 'Amen.' And the elders fell down and worshipped." Could you see that? Could you hear that? Innumerable angels lifting their voices, singing praise to Jesus. And then joining in the chorus, all the rest of the created beings on the earth, even the sea, He said, responding, "To Him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be blessing and honor and glory and might forever and ever." But we don't have to wait until heaven. We can sing that chorus even now. Let's sing together.
Glorify the Lord, we will glorify the Lord of hosts, who reigns as reigner.
hallelujah indeed. You know, that word expresses praise and deep adoration. Sentiments we have, hold, and should express without reservation even today. We worship Jesus. The words of the next song ascribe majesty to Jesus and express worship to Jesus for who He is and what He did for us. And they include elements of Mary's song of praise after the angel told her of her part in the birth of God incarnate. Luke chapter 1 says, "And the angel said to her, 'Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there will be no end.'" Skipping down to verse 46. "And Mary said, 'My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior.'" And there's also a hint in the Psalm of David, the 34th Psalm, which says, "I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul makes its boast in the Lord. Let the humble hear and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt His name together. Let's sing together as a church of the majesty of Jesus." Having endured the affliction of the cross and risen from the dead, God has glorified Jesus, and according to Philippians 2:9, has given Him a name that is above all other names. Philippians 2, starting at verse 8, says, "He," that is Jesus, "humbled Himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also has highly exalted Him and given Him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." Let's sing to Him now.
Jesus, name of all.
choruses we've sung, most of which were written in the last 40 or so years, we now turn to a hymn that can boast 440 years in the life of the church. Written in 1677, this song is rich with theology that we could take a lot of time to unpack. But we'll consider for now only the first stanza that credits Jesus with being the ruler of all nature. Colossians 1, verses 15 through 20 calls Jesus the image of the invisible God and credits Him with being the creator of all things. He is before all things, and by Him all things consist, or all things hold together. The fullness of God, it says, dwelt in Jesus. Listen for these things as we sing this old, ancient song together. We turn to the Psalms for a glimpse of Scripture to get our minds in line with God's Word as we sing this next great hymn. The 35th Psalm, 27th verse says, "Let those who delight in my righteousness shout for joy and be glad and say evermore, great is the Lord who delights in the welfare of His servants. Then my tongue shall tell of your righteousness and of your praise all the day long."
Thank you.
To proclaim to the whole earth the honors of your name. Our aim and our desire is that, or should be, that all would hail the power of Jesus' name. Not necessarily that we would be on the winning side, though we would like that. For humility demands a different approach. Again, in Philippians chapter 2, we read of here, of what our mindset should be. Philippians 2, starting in verse 5, the Apostle Paul writes, "In your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus, who, being in the very nature of God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant and being made in human likeness. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on the cross. Therefore, God has exalted him to the highest place and given him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." Let's hail together now the power of Jesus' name.
Thank you.
while we await that day serving our Lord faithfully here on earth, we have every reason to thank Jesus in faith for what He's done, what He's currently doing, and what He's going to do in the future. 2 Corinthians 9, verses 8 through 15 offers us a marvelous reminder of why we would thank Him. It says, "And God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that having all sufficiency in all things at all times, you may abound in every good work. As it is written, He has distributed freely. He has given to the poor. His righteousness endures forever. He who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will supply and multiply your seed for sowing and increase the harvest of your righteousness. You'll be enriched in every way to be generous in every way, which through us will produce thanksgiving to God. For the ministry of this service is not only supplying the needs of the saints, but is also overflowing in many thanksgivings to God. By their approval of this service, they will glorify God because of your submission that comes from your confession of the gospel of Christ and the generosity of your contribution for them and for all others, while they long for you and pray for you because of the surpassing grace of God upon you. Thanks be to God for His inexpressible gift." Let's sing thanks to Jesus now. Because we love Him. Psalm 31 is a beautiful psalm of David expressing love for God. And I'm going to read this entire psalm. "In You, O Lord, do I take refuge. Let me never be put to shame. In Your righteousness deliver me. Incline Your ear to me. Rescue me speedily. Be a rock of refuge for me, a strong fortress to save me. For You are my rock and my fortress, and for Your name's sake You lead me and guide me. You take me out of the net they have hidden for me, for You are my refuge. Into Your hand I commit my spirit. You have redeemed me, O Lord, faithful God. I hate those who pay regard to worthless idols, but I trust in the Lord. I will rejoice and be glad in Your steadfast love, because You have seen my affliction. You have known the distress of my soul, and You have not delivered me into the hand of the enemy. You have set my feet on a broad place. Be gracious to me, O Lord, for I am in distress. My eye is wasted from grief, and my soul and my body also. For my life is spent with sorrow, and my years with sighing. My strength fails because of my iniquity, and my bones waste away. Because of all my adversaries, I have become a reproach, especially to my neighbors, and an object of dread to my acquaintances. Those who see me in the street flee from me. I have been forgotten like one who is dead. I have become like a broken vessel. For I hear the whispering of many, terror on every side, as they scheme together against me, as they plot to take my life. But I trust in you, O Lord. I say, you are my God. My times are in your hand. Rescue me from the hand of my enemies and from my persecutors. Make your face shine upon your servants. Save me in your steadfast love. O Lord, let me not be put to shame, for I call upon you. Let the wicked be put to shame. Let them go silently to Sheol. Let the lying lips be mute, which speak insolently against the righteous in pride and contempt. Oh, how abundant is your goodness, which you have stored up for those who fear you, and worked for those who take refuge in you, in the sight of the children of mankind. In the cover of your presence you hide them from the plots of men. You store them in your shelter from the strife of tongues. Blessed be the Lord, for he has wondrously shown his steadfast love to me when I was in a besieged city. I had said in my alarm, I am cut off from your sight. But you heard the voice of my pleas for mercy when I cried to you for help. Love the Lord, all you as saints. The Lord preserves the faithful, but abundantly repays the one who acts in pride. Be strong and let your heart take courage, all you who wait for the Lord. As we sing our closing song together this morning, let's sing this as a prayer. Hearts to you, even as we do other things. God, as we celebrate this Christmas season, as Christians, as a church, as families, pray that this would be we would take this opportunity to witness about what Jesus has done for us and what Jesus has done for all mankind. As families spend time together eating meals and opening presents, and other things that we traditionally do at this time of the year. God, I pray that those of us who are believers would take that opportunity to share the message of Jesus. Not just Jesus in a manger, as important as that is, but Jesus out of the manger and in our hearts, though not in everyone's hearts, except those who by faith have trusted in Him for salvation from sin. Give us opportunities and boldness to share that message this season, Lord, especially today and tomorrow as we do celebrate Christmas, that others would see in us and hear from us words that explain the story, but see in our lives a difference that shows that there is something to this beyond just tradition and rhetoric and things that we do that are fun, but that they would see a life changed because of Jesus alive in us today. In His name we ask. Amen. And you're dismissed. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.